FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Today is September 12th, 2017, and it's time for another Triple Lutz Report. This would be episode 429. Well, as you know, I moved to Florida a while back. I'm still happy being here, but hurricanes are hurricanes. You live in Florida. It's something you have to deal with. Hey, I've been here 5 years. This is the first one that I've actually been in the thick of, and it was quite an adventure. I decided I wanted to be close by because I have family in the area, some of them not in the best of health. I figured they would need me. They couldn't leave because of doctors and medical conditions and such. So I decided I was going to stick it out. And then the panic got worse and worse and worse. And being in Palm Beach County, originally the storm was supposed to land on the east coast of Florida. And basically, I was going to be right in the thick of it. So I figured, well, I better leave. My relatives will have to deal with it on their own. And a friend of mine was with me. We decide, let's go to Orlando. Orlando hasn't had a hurricane. They've had a few threats, but they haven't had a hurricane since Disney World opened. They haven't been hit by a hurricane. Put it that way, bad weather, such. So I waited too long. And I go on to one of the travel portals on the web, and there's literally one hotel room left, at least on the internet. I've tried a few others. It said they were available. Tried to book them. It wouldn't allow me, which obviously meant they weren't available. So this place, and I'll name names here, is called the Relax Inn in Kissimmee, as they call it. You might call it Kissimmee if you ever saw the sign, but it's Kissimmee. And said, all right, well, hey, it's pretty cheap too. It's only $73 a night. Gee, how great. I'm really in luck, aren't I? Well, drive up to Orlando. First, needed to get gas. And everybody said that all the gas stations are closed. Nobody is going to be open for gas. I head onto the Florida Turnpike and I go south. And there's a service area probably 10 miles south of where I live. And go there. There's a short line and there's two state troopers directing traffic in this gas station. I get in and out in 5 minutes, filled up my tank all the way as far as it could go, and I'm set. So take off the next day to Orlando and no traffic at all, contrary to all the problems everybody said they were having, probably by the borders, getting out of Florida, out of the state to go to Alabama or Georgia. That's where the traffic was. Get up to Orlando in 2.5-3 hours. I mean, I am flying, no problem. Find this hotel, and it's a little dumpy motel. Okay, I can deal with that. I've stayed in dumps before. I'm not a snob. All I want is shelter from the storm. Well, I go to the office, and I try to open the door. And imagine you're there. It's a glass door. You pull it hard. It's locked. And then I see there's a doorbell right below the door lock. And there's people in there. I push the button and they let me in. And the woman I got was very nice, the clerk, but she had literally just started working there that day. I mean, hard to believe, isn't it? Talk about timing. And she doesn't know anything. Do you want a room in the back or in the front? I said, all right, I'll take one in the back because I figured it's away from the highway, more sheltered. It'll be better. Well, get into the room. The room is not bad. The room's been remodeled not too long ago. I mean, it's old, but it's not bad. The microwave is clean. The refrigerator's clean. I have like 10 gallons of water with me. I mean, I wouldn't call myself an Uber prepper, but because I'm prepped for other things, I'm certainly prepped for this. So I've got water. I've got emergency food. We also went to the supermarket, to the Publix, stocked up there. We've got everything. Get it in there. But as we're walking in, it's like we realize this is a welfare hotel, or in any event, it's a long stay dumpy motel, whatever that means. There's people in there that are looking me up and down, basically figuring out how best to rob me. The guys have got prison tattoos. I mean, and then there's a bunch of kids that are playing there. They live in this motel. And I'm thinking, oh my God. Well, I figure, hey, I'll make the most of it. And go in and out a few more times, and it's really creepy. So I pull out my Glock. I leave that on the nightstand. And I figure, we're just going to weather this. And then the reports start coming in, because all you're doing for the past week, imagine this, you don't care about your TV shows. Your TV shows probably aren't in. The only news show on television is the storm, that it's going to encompass the entire state, and we're all going to die, basically, is what the media is telling us. And Governor Scott is getting up, Rick Scott, he's the governor of Florida, saying, if you live in a low-lying area, you must leave now, or you're going to die. You can replace your home, but you can't replace your life and your family, blah, blah, blah. He was really quite good, and I don't think he was being alarmist by any stretch. But here's the thing. I've been following hurricanes in Florida for the past 40 plus years. Unless they have figured something out, the weatherman never knows where that storm is going to land. They don't know. Usually they're 10 to 50 miles off, but in this case, they were easily 100, 150 miles off. I mean, the storm was supposed to go up the East Coast. It wound up going up the West Coast. Now, the people who were nuts to stay were the people in the Keys, because you knew that that storm was going to be bad news no matter what. It was coming off of Cuba, and we were going to get hammered in the Keys for sure. And yet people stayed there. I don't understand why people stay when they know what's going to happen here, but they think that somehow God is going to save them. Well, look, God was trying to save you when he told you to leave. What the heck is wrong with you that you would stay here in the Keys? The Keys, you have to understand, the Keys are an archipelago at the southern tip of Florida. And there's only one way in and one way out, Route 1, which is a series of 42 bridges. And if one bridge is gone, it doesn't matter. You are stuck there. So you wonder, like, what is wrong with these people? How could they do this? And yet they did. Somehow they got out, and a lot of them got out, but a lot of them decided to stay. And I just don't understand it. But in any event, I wasn't there, and I was happy not to be there. Thank goodness. I'm just really thrilled that everything was okay. But God, it was just awful. The fear of it was what was awful. The actual hurricane itself, well, look, I'm in Orlando. We're in the Dewdrop Inn there, or the you know, the basic it's just, we're in this motel. It is horrible. And, you know, we're just like hoping that it's going to be okay, that we're going to get out of there okay. And then I decide, you know, they're saying that the hurricane's coming for a direct hit on Orlando, potentially a Category 3. And there is no possible way that this place that I'm in can withstand a Cat 3 hurricane. It just can't. There is no possible way that it can withstand a Cat 3. So I start looking back on the internet for another hotel, and lo and behold, one opens up in the Holiday Inn Express right by the airport. I think, okay, well, the Holiday Inn Express is going to be a good place to go to, for the simple reason that it's by the airport. The grid will be better. We should not have any problem. So we get into the Holiday Inn. It's so much nicer than the other dump we were in. Forget it. And, you know, we're getting set up there. They have a microwave. They have a fridge as well. I mean, the place is beautiful. It's been recently refurbished, and they've just done a really nice job. It doesn't have hurricane windows, unfortunately. Those are the high-impact windows that are becoming real popular in Florida for very good reason. It's got basically regular windows, single-pane glass, but the place is solid as a rock. I mean, go in there, and everything's going good. We're there for a night. We basically hang out there, watch TV, watch the storm, all that. And then the The lights go out at about 9 o'clock. So wake up 9 o'clock the next morning. The storm has come and gone. It was windy, but it was nothing cataclysmic in Orlando by any stretch. Go outside. A light post in the parking lot had fallen over in between two cars, luckily. We were just batting 1,000. Trees were uprooted, etc. There was a curfew, but you know me, how I feel about the government. I said, I'm going home because I probably don't have any power at home, but at least even though I don't have power, I'll be home. It's better than being in a hotel with no power. We're on the fourth floor. We go down four flights carrying 9 gallons of water and all this food and all this other stuff and get in the car and just get on the road. There were trees uprooted all over the place, but not like major blockages on the highway. Get onto I-95 and start down I-95. Everything is closed. All the gas stations. Get back onto the turnpike after a little while. On the turnpike, and lo and behold, there's a service area. And guess what? It's open. And not only are state troopers directing traffic, there's 3 state troopers directing traffic there. So I fill up the car instantaneously because I was down to like a half a tank at that point and filled it up and made it home. No AC. All the stuff's going bad in the refrigerator. What I had done, and this was a great emergency preparedness tip, I had taken like 12 bottles of water, thrown it in the freezer because they say when you're out of electric, ice becomes very important. So I had all of these frozen bottles of water in my house. It was terrific. Now, we're still, this is the day after. This is Tuesday. Still don't have any power, but I'm at my friend's house. 3 miles away. He never lost power. He has internet now. That's why I'm able to bring you the show. I think I'm going to take it easy for Tuesday, but come Wednesday, we'll be back to a full schedule. You'll be hearing from FSN regularly. I'll try to do another update, Triple Lutz report. But while we were sleeping, guess what? They had a little raid on precious metals, and they knocked down gold by about $15 the ounce, and they knocked down silver 25 cents the ounce, and you know, it's totally to be expected. Low trading, a lot of concern all over the place. Right now, gold is trading right around 1325.50 the ounce, down about $2. Silver is up 2 cents. My guess is John Rubino will talk to him tomorrow about this, but I'm thinking that the COT maybe is not going to be such a reliable indicator from here on in, or maybe it'll become more reliable because the big banks are going to get on the long side of the trade at some point. Can't tell you exactly when. Just remember, everybody a few months ago was telling you that the dollar's headed higher, the dollar's going higher, and blah, blah, blah. And yet, here we are, and the dollar's been going lower. Yesterday, the Dow Jones went up a couple hundred points. It's up 62 points now. The U.S. dollar index is at 91.95. Keep your eye on that index. Everyone says it's going higher, higher. Copper, been a big performer. It's still over $3 the pound. And they knocked back platinum back to 985 or so. It's down $7 on the day. Keep your eye on these numbers. They're going to start to get very, very important. And this is where the opportunities come, the opportunities to save yourself and the opportunities for large returns. Anyways, that's it for today. This has been another Triple Lutz Report. Kerry Lutz signing off.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.